Next man up, 102.5 The Game, Jake Lyman, Andrew Allegretta, Nick Frazier with you on this Thursday, and we are now pleased to be joined on our phone lines, by, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by the head coach of Vanderbilt Volleyball, Anders Nelson. Anders, really appreciate you taking a couple of minutes with us and excited to start the new season.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's obviously an exciting time for our program, and any chance I get to talk about it is a great day for me.
Well, Anders, you mentioned the excitement there. This is a job you've had for a while, building this program up from scratch, and now you are finally just a couple of days, a week from actually getting underway with your first regular season match. What's the excitement level for you and around your program as you finally get ready to return to competition for the first time in nearly half a century?
Yeah, it's been 2.5 years since I've coached a collegiate volleyball match that, you know, the score actually mattered. So, of course, I'm excited to get back out there. And anyone who's a competitor feels that way. And at the same time, I haven't wished away a single day because building a program from scratch is obviously a pretty big undertaking that I wanted to be really patient about and really intentional about. So we have success 10 years from now, 20 years from now as well. I will say the players are a lot more excited outwardly, inwardly, all of the above. I think there's just a lot of butterflies going on in the best way. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, there better be butterflies. If you're not a little nervous, a little anxious, then, you know, what have you been doing? This is an exciting moment and an exciting situation, and it's history. So there should be some anxiety around it in a good way.
Looking at your schedule, you've built it out where there are going to be a lot of eyes on your program right away. You're going to maybe one of the focal points of collegiate volleyball in Lincoln, Nebraska to play Kansas to start off. That's on national television. You're playing an outdoor match against Belmont on Wyatt Lawn for your first match in Nashville, and then playing at Bridgestone Arena. What went through the scheduling process for your first year to try and challenge your team and get some eyes on Vanderbilt volleyball as you restart this program?
Yeah, I think special moments, you know, garner special opportunities. And that's part of it is people around the country, especially in the volleyball community, understand how rare what we're doing is. The last SEC team to add volleyball was in 1991, and we're the last one to do it. So it's overdue in some ways. And also people are excited about seeing a new program. It just doesn't happen very often. And for us to have a 45-year hiatus, I think it just warrants some attention. On top of that, I knew that we were going to have a lot of eyes on us early in the season, of course, because of our situation. So we wanted to leverage it and put ourselves in position to make a splash and to create some noise. And, you know, certain things like the Broadway Block Party, that kind of fell into place. And the Nashville Sports Council was already planning on hosting a big tournament here. And it just, coincidentally worked that we were starting our program the first year they decided to do it. So these are all things that I believe make up the most exciting three-match start to the season in college volleyball of what we get to do, and they're all nationally televised. And also our team has sacrificed a lot to be in this situation. You know, the bulk of them have spent the entire year redshirting and playing against ourselves. So I almost felt like a little bit of a duty to prepare a schedule that rewards them for their patience and courage.
Coach Andrew Allegretta, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good, Andrew. Good to hear from you again.
Great to hear from you, Coach. Man, I want to get back, and I know you've talked about this a bunch, to the building of a program thing. But first off, tell us a little bit about, because let's get fans out there, to the Wyatt Lawn match versus Belmont. That is Friday, August 29th. And then there's the Broadway Block Party, which you guys will take on Illinois on Sunday. Tell us about those events and what's going to make those special and why those will be really fun for fans.
Yeah, just to start, volleyball is exploding in popularity across the country. And the reason is because our product is elite. And I know I'm biased in saying that, but it is a really exciting sport to watch. We just jump tested yesterday. And with an approach, we had 5 athletes touch over 10.5 feet. So they're touching over 6 inches higher than a basketball rim. Like, these young women fly. And our sport allows them to be super athletic. And that's what I'm most excited for our fans to see, is just the pure athleticism that these young women possess. But match one is going to be something, you know, home opener unlike any other, like we have in the tagline of the promo video. It was actually suggested to me to start by someone in administration and someone in the department that we hosted on Broadway. And it was kind of a joke, but we looked into it. And the Grand Prix is also that weekend downtown, so that kind of took precedent. And then the next suggestion was, because, you know, this is such a monumental moment for Vanderbilt and not just Vanderbilt athletics, like, why don't we do it on campus? And then it turned into, now it's a required event for the freshman class, the class of 2029. It's part of their orientation experience. So it became, okay, now this is how we create our student section, and this is how we create buy-in from freshmen who are going to be able to come to matches for the next 4 years. But it's crazy what we're trying to undertake. I mean, they're building a 2,500 to 3,000 seat, you know, temporary arena in the middle of a lawn on campus. So it's going to be crazy. And then we're going to follow it up with a concert by Julia Cole afterwards. And honestly, we want this to be a core memory of our Vanderbilt employees and our Vanderbilt students. Like, I want them to remember this for a long time, and to remember that, you know, the volleyball program starting was a big part of their career as well. And then jumping to the Broadway block party 2 days later down at Bridgestone Arena. Yeah, what a cool thing to be a part of. It's three SEC teams against three Big Ten teams. The SEC and Big Ten are no doubt the best two conferences in volleyball, just like pretty much every other sport at this point. So it's going to be great volleyball all day. And I talked to the Nashville Sports Council a couple weeks ago, and they've been blown away by the ticket sales. So I think we're going to surprise people with just the amount of people that are going to come out and watch us play. And partially because we're brand new, and partially because volleyball is awesome, and partially because these three matches are really cool.
Shout out to Julia Cole, a Vanderbilt graduate. So that's very fitting to have her perform. She's performed at the Opry as well. So that's very, very cool.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
She played club volleyball at Vanderbilt.
That's right.
And met with administration, yes, while she was here to say, hey, we need to add a volleyball program. So she reached out to me when I got the job and has been nothing but supportive. And we locked her up for this a long time ago, and she has absolutely blown up recently. And it's really cool to see somebody who works so hard and cares so much about this place have success.
Yeah, she's very supportive of Vanderbilt athletics, which has been awesome. Coach, I know you've talked about it a ton, but I sure do think one of the most interesting things about you guys is what it means to build a program from scratch. And we've talked about this a bunch, but on the shorter, smaller side of a question, can you give us maybe like the most granular thing that you've had to do when it comes to building a program? Because like I get recruiting players and, you know, figuring out a schedule and, you know, practice, whatever. What's the most granular thing that you've had to do that perhaps caught you off guard when it comes to building a program?
Yeah, I think the hardest thing for me too, in the start, I'll go with this, is just prioritizing. Like, I got here and it was just me, and we were 2.5 years away from, you know, playing a match. I hadn't hired a staff yet. And I remember sitting in the desk one of those first couple of days, and I was like, well, where the heck do I start? And that was probably one of the things that I just relied on some people that I'm close to, including my executive coach that Vanderbilt's hired for me to meet with weekly. But he really pushed me to create systems and create a really, tight way that we work and organize things. We built that whole thing to sustain, you know, our program in moments of high stress and high excitement. And that's what we're going through right now. So that's really, like, it's a boring answer, but spending 2.5 years just getting our systems in place and getting our priorities right. And then I would say the fun part has just been selling the dream. You know, I mean, it's fun to sit back and sell a dream, and then to have people realize that they want to be a part of it too.
Coach, last one for you. You're joining Vanderbilt at such a time of growth, not just Vandy United and all of the renovations going on, but such a great year for football and both basketball teams last year and soccer. To jump in on this upward ascent of Vanderbilt athletics, how much do you think that can help your program as you start up year one coming up in just a couple of days?
I'm from northern Wisconsin. It's a tiny town of 2,000 people. And I was sitting up in that area shortly after the Alabama football win last year. And I was wearing a Vanderbilt hat. And somebody came up to me and basically talked about the football game. And it was somebody that shouldn't have any knowledge of Vanderbilt. You know, they're from middle of nowhere, Wisconsin. They have no ties to the university. And they talked. So that's what that did for Vanderbilt. It's just the brand got thrown in everyone's faces in the best way. But iron sharpens iron. You know, I look around the department and they've made so many strides, these individual programs that you've discussed since I've been here. And it just pushes me to be better. And it pushes me to want to win just like they do and create, almost a shift in mindset of what this place can be. And Candace is a leader like no other. And I know people know that, but getting to work closely with her, there is nobody like Candace Story Lee. And we are so, so lucky to have her at the helm. And she makes me want to be successful as well. So it's all good, and it only helps us to have success in other programs as well.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really looking forward to the season getting started. Again, first regular season matches in Nebraska on August 23rd, but a couple of exhibitions coming up tomorrow against Fisk at Memorial Gym, and then a black and gold scrimmage next Tuesday. So really excited, and wish you the best of luck as you start up this season next week.
Thank you so much. Both of those exhibitions are free and open to the public. Obviously, we're doing our run through of how a volleyball match will run in Memorial. But yeah, it's an exciting time, and I hope people will come out and watch us play.
Head coach Anders Nelson from Vanderbilt Volleyball. Again, thanks so much for taking the time. Looking forward to seeing the program get back out on the hardwood for the first time in nearly half a century. We'll take a quick break here on Next Man Up. When we come back, we'll get back into some Vandy football stuff with Andrew Allegretta, the voice of Vanderbilt football, and talk around the SEC to wrap up the show. Jake Lyman, Andrew Allegretta, Nick Frazier, Next Man Up, 102.5 The Game.